Okay, this event tonight, as Avshalma mentioned, is mainly to focus on the Rav's Zatzal's life, certain things that he did, accomplished, and mainly what he did most was mashpia on others. As was mentioned, the Rav was very, very multifaceted, but what it seems like is that I'd like to focus tonight on the shul. The Rav's Mesiras Nefesh, for what he gave to shul, and perspective of what he wanted to accomplish in the shul, and was b'siyata d'shamayim very matzliach. We know that the Rav was very not mitzumtzum in things. He always did, always looked for more and more projects. He had a full life. His schedule was full, as was just mentioned. And one of the things that was not on his, what he did not imagine happening, actually, he always said being a Rav in a community was not what he imagined. But when it came to him, he decided after his siatzos, for a few reasons, he decided to go ahead and jump into it full force. Putting the reasons, I'd like to present here the Rav, his attitude, the way we, the family, saw it, the way we understood, the way he spoke about at home, what his goals were, and what he was trying to accomplish. The three things that he mentioned that he got when he was Nesiyayit, should he take on the shul, I'd like to break down into what Chazal say in the Mishnah and others, al shlosh dvarim ha'olam oimed, al ha'toyra, val ha'avoida, val gimas chasadim. There were three very specific goals that he had in taking on the shul, and I'd like to go through them based on these three things. First of all, the shul. A shul, a place to daven, or we call to daven. The Mishnah refers to it as avoda, avodas Hashem. But it wasn't just avodas Hashem. The Rav saw this as an opportunity to take on American families that moved to Eretz Yisrael in order to grow. And he always said, people come here, they want to grow, they want to get bigger, but they get into life here, and it's down to earth, regular day-to-day life. How do I keep them growing, keep them steiging? Especially a lot of the people that did move, especially to Ramat Beit Shemesh, were coming from backgrounds that entering Israeli society could fall through the cracks. You know, the Israeli, there's something called a Haredi. Very, very, in Eretz Yisrael, everything very specifically labeled. And in America, people didn't feel that way. People had their Avodas Hashem and didn't necessarily feel belonging to any specific labeled community. But he still felt he wanted to take on this community and help them grow in Avodas Hashem. And that's exactly what he tried to accomplish. He made a focus on the shul. It's a place for Avodas Hashem, working specifically with Hashem. He said, Eretz Yisrael is the place of Hashem, Eretz Asher Hashem Ene Elokecha Ba, and this is the place to grow closeness to Hashem. He found the Sefer Cheres Halvavos, which he made as a Shulchan Aruch for Musar and Hashkafa, and led him in the principles he set down, as this is the way he formed the community, the shul that he wanted to have, people working and growing in Avodas Hashem. And he accomplished this by without labeling. He said, we are here for one goal only, to get closer to Hashem, being makbid and Torah and mitzvahs and halacha. And that's what we are. You can call us what we want. He didn't care at all if in the outside Ramat Beit Shemesh community, how he was considered, how the shul was looked at. As long as inside he saw and he worked on it to build up a community of people growing closer to Hashem with that only that goal in mind. But there was one thing that actually did bother him, when he felt that he wants to be not what he called michutz la'machane. And that was when this was discussing the idea of Limud HaTorah. When it came to Torah, he wanted to have a full part in what's called the Haredi community. When there was a yeshivas ben Azmanim in this city that didn't put the shul on its list of the places that Bachram could learn, it bothered him very much. He put all his koichas into it. He raised a lot of money. He said, we're going to fight them. We're going to go. We're going to break the monopoly. We're going to fill up our Beis Medrash. Our Beis Medrash has to be full of learning Torah. And that was just the example of that point of breaking in. But of course, we know he looked at the shul. His second goal, what he wanted from the shul, was a yeshiva. He called it a yeshiva for Balabatim. It's people that work. But a person has to realize that a Torah is what changes a person's life, what guides a person's life, what forms everything about a yid. And he made it a major, the most important thing in every person's life has to be his Kriyas Sitam HaTorah. Whether he works American hours, so he set up a first Seder filling up the Beis Medrash. And for people that worked Israeli hours, he set up a night Seder. And he made sure every person comes to learn. And he took a personal interest in every person learning. And of course, that came along with Shiurim. And he gave Shiurim on every topic to make sure that anyone can feel a place in their, they have a place to steig. And he made, like was mentioned, you know, Daf, in the beginning when he first came, he made the shul learn together the Shas. Eventually, he had different initiatives, always looking for opportunities for people to learn. He brought in Shiurim to no end. He said, any shir that wants to come and give a shir, and invited people that weren't part of the shul, had a kavur shir in the shul. People that were not part of the shul, but they came to give shiurim to people of the shul. He welcomed everyone. It didn't matter at all to him if more people joined the other shiurim, as long as the people came to learn. And in addition, he said about himself, he said, any shir you want, just find me a couple of people and we're off. We'll do it. And it really changed the whole atmosphere of the Beis Medrash into a yeshiva. He used to say, it's a yeshiva, but there's no ben azmanim. Because if you don't have a zman, you don't get a ben azmanim. And therefore, he went straight through the summer, all ben azmanims. He set up special yeshivas ben azmanims. Besides for the bachram in the morning hours, he had the special yachikalos in the evenings. Of course, making sure it was always geshmak to come and learn with the refreshments for every shiur or after the shiur in the back. But that was something, and he felt very much pride in what he did in building up this yeshiva and changing. And he felt really that it slowly did go in, and it did add people's ruchnias, and people started appreciating and learning. You know, he was always driving for more, especially when it comes to Limud HaTorah, where it says Vagisa Yom Balayla. So he was very makbid. On he tried, you know, he understood each person's different, but he personally, he took that literally, which means that every minute has to have a cheshbon. So therefore, if you were learning, it didn't mean you're doing okay. He would sit down with you, or at least he offered anyone to come out, make a cheshbon, figure out where you could learn more. And he also got the wives involved. He said, the ladies have one primary goal. We'll speak around in a minute. Another thing that he got the women very involved with the shul, but he always was very makbid to say, the primary goal of a wife is to support her husband, to take care of her husband. But take care of her husband doesn't just mean to take care of the house, clean the floor. It means to make sure her husband's doing what he's supposed to be doing. And therefore, he offered to help the women so that the husband could come learn. And he pushed them, and he gave them the push and the guidance to send them to learn so that their house could change and grow in ruchnias. But a third idea that he had, besides for a shul and the yeshiva, was a kehila. He jumped into the kehila life. He said, this is not just a shul, this is a community. And he put full force into everything that it's involved with a community, fully involved with everything, involved with a community. Any person that needed any help with any issues, always felt he's available 24/7. His email or his phone was never turned off. He always said, a Rav has to be available. You never know what could come up. But besides for the technical availability, he gave his all, as much as one would think that he was so busy with other things, but he gave his all into taking care of people. People had issues and people need help, whether it's in Parnasa, in Shidduchim, in Yi'utz and other involvement, guiding people, helping people. But besides for all that, he created a community life. He strove that the feeling between the people of the shul should be a community. He set up different committees where he got the women fully involved also with the chesed committees. And he's very proud of it. He said, this is, they do so much. It's so beautiful when people have tzaras, how the shul actually jumps in and takes care of every aspect, every part of what they need. The shul is fully, fully involved. And it really brought him nachas, this accomplishment. But more than all, I think what he ingrained into the shul was what was mentioned before. He actually changed the attitude into people viewing this as an opportunity to do chesed. People were happy, always outgoing, looking to help, to be there for the other people. And he always said, this is, people should understand, and he was always proud that he was matzliach in the shul, jumping in and growing into a community that looks for opportunities to help, opportunities to do chesed, especially now in the parishes of Avraham Avinu, Rivka. We find that chesed is what builds the world up. And if a person understands what chesed does, it changes your whole attitude to chesed. And he viewed the community as community life very much in what he built this up. And above all, in addition to all these three things, building up the shul, was the greater outlook in the Ramat Beit Shemesh community. And in Eretz Yisrael, he, right when from the beginning, he said the American community, he wrote a mission statement for the shul and he worked accordingly. But he felt very much the American Olim have a big place in Israeli society. They could make themselves their own unique niche. And he felt that that's what they did. And Ramat Beit Shemesh, as much as it was 20 years ago, a beginning of a place, the people moving from Chutz La'aretz, definitely, he had a very big hand in growing and making the community, the city, grow into Ir V'Ein B'Yisrael. And Amir Tashem B'Karev, we should have Mashiach Tzidkenu and Tchias HaMesim. We should all continue to live the community and the shul and the yeshiva that he had in mind. And it'll bring nachas and aliyah to his neshama and to all of Klal Yisrael.